Welcome to Highway Christian Community's Sermon Download. Our aim is to reveal from Scripture just how good God really is. Find more of our sermons and other links, as well as contact details, at our website, www.highway.org.za. That's highway.org.za. May this sermon bless you. Enjoy.
Thank you, Lord. Woo! You know? Let me not even go there. What I've got to do this morning, I'm trying to pace myself so I do and say the right things without doing it. So I'm going to do that now. But we need to take up the offering. And I just felt, as I was sitting here thinking about the offering, that after I finish preaching, it'll be a good time to take up the offering. So please don't run out. Lock the doors, everybody. but it's serious. You'll see what I'm going to say out of my sermon. And I think it will be a good time because Rob is also such an ace. I mentioned an old song to him, and he's going to get ready. And when we get to at the end and we sing the song, and please remind me, you know, what it's like when you get as young as me. Well, not as young as Steve, you know, he still got it. I still got to get it. Okay, so bear with us this morning. Let us trust the Lord for a word to enter into our heart. Let the encouraging presence of the Holy Spirit be here, and let's allow him. Now, let me get this little doofus out. What I'm speaking on this morning is God as our fortress. And we've sung about victory, we've sung about all these things, and we do that as often as we come together. And somehow I'm going to tie this into what Steve shared with us last week about he shared on the foundation of truth, but I'll go there now. Now, Psalm 47 was composed in crisis. It was a crisis in Israel and everything like this. This is when it was composed, when everything was going wrong. And Psalm 46 is a powerful, powerful, powerful psalm. And it's amazing how, that's just me personally, how God ministers to me. God takes me by the neck and says a couple of things to me. And he said, get into Psalms. And Ann and I have been in Psalms now on 2 months, as part of our devotions. And I got to 46, and I've gone ahead, but I'm coming back to 46. And I've gone ahead and come back to 46. Now, what happened about 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, I went to go and have my feet massaged at Le Domaine. And while I was sitting there, the lady was massaging my feet. She says, wow, you are so tense. Now, here I am preaching to everybody about moving in peace and being at peace, and that's where it all happens. And she says, wow, you know, you must be worrying about this and worrying about that. And I'm listening to this and saying, wow, what is the whole thing? And then the Lord came back, and I will share that part when I get to it, and about being still. And we know it so well, but sometimes we need to hear it again. And I had to hear it again, because I was sitting with all these big things before me. There's Livingston and the guys going there, and I can't go, and wada. And unbeknown to me, I was stressing. Now, I know you guys never stress, but I'm just giving you a testimony of what happened to this oak. And anyway, so I'm sitting there, and I just realized that the Lord was actually ministering to me and saying, come on, just relax. He's got it all in control. And one of the last things that Steve said to us last week is about the foundation of truth, and I might comment on that again. That foundation needs to be one of the strongest foundations. And the Lord is speaking to us about stewardship. Steward, being a good steward of what God has given us. What about our time? What about coming to church? What about all these sort of things? You know, we tied around the finance, which is correct. We need to steward our finances, but we need to steward everything else. What about the revelation that's in your heart? Are you stewarding that properly? Are you sharing it out with other people? Are you prophesying over everybody else? Now, sometimes we come to church and you hope somebody else is going to prophesy over you. Well, when last did you prophesy over somebody else and tell them that God loves them? Come on. It's getting quiet in this in this place. Hey, do you hear where I'm going on that? And you know, we're coming up, we're going to have an evangelism week in August, and Steve mentioned it last week, and we're going to have Stephen Lungu here and all that sort of thing. Now we've got to prepare ourselves for this, and I believe we need to watch our hearts as we do this. And I'm going to actually ask Anne to read Psalm 46 to us, because, you know, I'll jump the gun. You know me, jumping guns. Anne, would you be kind enough? Can Anne have the mic, Steve? Thank you. Now, Steve said I could take all day, so you guys just relax and enjoy.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Amen. Thank you. You get it? A lovely psalm, isn't it? Very encouraging psalm. And you know, that's speaking about us. You know, somebody said, and I've mentioned it before many years ago, that when you're in the Old Testament and you read something in the Old Testament, you got to see how it affects us now in the New Testament. And that's why I love the Old Testament so much, because I go into it and I pass it through Calvary and I see on the other side what we have. And this story, I believe, is speaking about us. And I will illustrate that now, about where you are, where you're going, what's happening around you, and God's protection all the way through. And like Steve said, with the foundation that was made last week, is total trust in the Lord. And trust is part of your faith. It's about faith and believing that he is with you, that he's a mighty force in you. And let's see if I can get this to work now. Trusting Pentecost. We sang about it this morning. We sang about the Holy Spirit falling on us. This is traditionally Pentecost Sunday right across the world. And we're remembering Christ. We're remembering his promise that he will not leave us alone, that he's giving us another helper. Go and see that in John 14. That he's not left us alone. He's given us this awesome Holy Spirit. And you know, I ministered on the same scripture. It's quite amazing. I strangely had a feeling that I would be ministering on this morning. You know, you get these feelings. You sometimes, then it happens that, gee whiz, Lord, you know, you're out there telling us, preparing us and all this. And when I preach to people, you know, we hear it often. And you guys sitting here this morning, I've heard it so often that by faith, Jesus has come to live in your heart. Amen? You believe that? Now, just think of this awesome Holy Spirit, when you were baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, he has come and filled you with everything that you need for life and for godliness. Now, you've heard me say that. You've heard Steve say that. You've heard other pastors say that over here. But I really believe the time is here right now where you and I need to believe that with all our hearts and all our minds. We need to trust God. Trust him implicitly that what he says is true and not stand back in fear or anything like that, but to enter in to what he has for you. Today is a day of celebration, the coming of the great and awesome Holy Spirit, which I said. It's an important foundation comes from the foundation from last week, trusting God. trusting God in that which He's given you, walking in it, working at it. And what did I say earlier? Being a steward of the presence. His presence is here with us now, but we need to steward that presence all the time. He's given, let's give away. And it's like with a finance. We give, God gives back, pressed down and running over. And, you know, I really believe my life is a testimony of that. I've gone through rough times, yes. I've gone through times where I didn't know where God was, but He never left me nor forsake me. And, you know, I remember when I was in Richards Bay, and we sat, there was no food in the house whatsoever. And I've always taken the opinion, I've always taken the stance, I will not tell man as much as I want to. You know, sometimes we say faith without hints is dead. And so it's hard not to when you've got nothing. Now you're in the ministry, you're trusting God, this mighty God to come alongside and to help you. Wada, we got all that stuff. But here we at home, we don't have anything. All we had is water in the taps. That was about it. Now, I know you guys have never been there, but, you know, but there it was. And I said to the guy, the kids and everybody, and my late wife was there, and I said, well, let us just pray. I just said, let's. And as let's, somebody knocked on the door. Dwada, dwada, dwada. And we opened the door, and there were about 10 packets of groceries outside the door. And the guy who delivered it, I said, who's this come from? He said, I was told not to say to anybody. So I don't know who it was to this day who did it. Now, that testimony I can give you of testimony after testimony after testimony of God's goodness in times of need. Major flows, major stuff has come in. And what I've learned, and I really believe it's a learning process even today. You know, being a steward is basic to your Christian life, to everything that God has given you, to steward it properly. And I know that's in your heart. And it's not a thing like we see, you know, going into Africa and you see how the people milk the people, to use that term. And they put a heavy on people. They put the law on the people. If you don't give, you're not going to get. Come and give me 100 rand now and tomorrow there'll be 1,000 rand in the bank account. You know, come on. We see that wherever we turn. And I mean, it's trash. To me, it's demonic. And I take my stance from that out of James, where he says that worldly wisdom that comes from the well is demonic. He doesn't mess about it. It is demonic. Guys, we have got to be children of God. We've got to believe and trust in Him, as Steve said, in that foundation, implicitly with everything. If you've got nothing in your cupboard, there's no reason when you get home now that something will happen. There was somebody here years ago in this church was complaining they had no money. And I said to him, and you've probably heard me say it before, I said, how much have you got in your back pocket? How much money you got here now? I said, 10 rand. I said, oh, that's cool. Do you have any food at home? Yeah, I've got a loaf of bread and a pint of milk in the fridge. Okay. So you've got a roof over your head. Yes, yes. I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent. And he was moaning about this and moaning about that. And I said, you know, the word says clearly, Jesus said clearly to us, every day has enough problems of its own without you worrying about tomorrow. When the end of the month comes, that's where you will go. Guys, come on. When are we going to get into that? And you say, well, it's okay, you. I'm telling you, for the least of you sitting right here, right now, with the least amount of finance in the bank and the biggest problems around you, if you start trusting that foundation, you need to massage and massage and massage that foundation into your lives. Can I have my water, please, Anne? Thanks. This is going to need lots of lubrication. Watch it. Okay. So not dressed properly. This is my second shirt. The first one I missed coffee on. I was in the dog box again. Now, Anne was very accommodating. She sorted it out. And I think I've emphasized that enough. And then God has not left us alone. Guys, you need to massage that into your hearts as well. He has not left you alone. And I see this. You know, He is your fortress. The introduction to this psalm is about a fortress. And I'm going to speak about that fortress now. And I believe it's imperative that you pick it up. Giving and stewardship is really about trusting God and acting on your faith. Could I have an amen to that? Hey? That's what it's about. Trusting God. How much are you trusting God this morning? And that's a question you need to answer. And I'm not saying it as a law or anything. You know that. But just coming here and building up this awesome relationship with Dad. And putting your hands in that hand and walking with Him and hearing His voice. Stewarding His presence. I mentioned that earlier on. We need to continually steward. Now we think, oh, well, presence when He come here. No. He's in your heart. I said to you that earlier on. He's in your heart. His presence is with you wherever you are. That's where He is. Okay? And you need to start seeing that. I just have little pictures of myself in His hand. I have this continual one that came from India where I have this feeling of this hand on my shoulder. And I use my imagination because God has given me imagination. If that's going to help me to enhance my knowledge of Him around me, that's what I do. And I enter into that. And if God gives you a picture of who you are in Him or whatever, enter into that picture. Be prophetic. Allow Him to now minister and put you into that. And that total trust. And when we talk about the fortress, seeing yourself in that fortress, and I'm going to make some comments on that later. Okay? Then trusting implicitly on that. Luther's battle hymn. This was Luther's battle hymn, this one. And I think the German, for our German speakers here, let me see if I get it right. Ein fester Berg. Eh? Is that right? It's another Berg. Boah, sorry. Okay. But anyway, I thought I'll just get you excited. Luther's battle hymn took its starting point from this psalm. Okay? God's protecting spirit strikes out in new directions. And this is what he was saying. It strikes out in new directions. You know what Luther did. The just shall live by faith. And he took an amazing, amazing step. And because of his step, you and I are sitting here right now. Because of a man who believed and trusted in God and His Word and trusted Him as his fortress. He took it out the Old Testament. But he was a man who lived the New Testament and had a revelation of what we should be and how we should be walking with God. And you know, Steve doesn't get up here because he feels, oh, well, it's the right thing to do. He gets up here because the calling urges him on. And the Holy Spirit speaks to him. And he comes and gives us into the church about stewardship. And he comes along and, right, we're emphasizing trusting now. And says, trusting. You need to receive that. You need to enter into that trusting. You need to build prophetic pictures around you to see yourself completely in trusting in Him. I always use the ultimate father that I could have, what he would look like. And you know where I get the picture even stronger? When I think now of my children and how much I would like to bless them. And I always joke with my kids. I say, you're actually quite lucky I'm not a millionaire because I'd spoil you. You know, but the seriousness of it is I can feel my heart. I probably would. Because, you know, you've got to create the right atmosphere for people to make up their own minds to do their thing and trust God. You can't be there for everybody all the time. But you've got to create the right atmosphere. And the right atmosphere starts in your heart. The right atmosphere starts in your heart. That which you have will rub on to other people. Living in the presence is living in a fortress. Can I say that again? Living in the presence is living in the fortress. Living in the presence of the Holy Spirit with the knowledge of who He is in you is living in that presence. So when we come here, we're not looking for the presence. We're coming with the presence. And the presence is here. And corporately, we worship. Does that make sense? Yeah? Thank you, Anne. Thank you, Anne. I actually told her to say yes at that moment. But you hear where I'm going? His presence is so important. The city of God is in our hearts. Zion is in our hearts. You know, in Jerusalem, there's no river. Eh? The river is in our hearts, and you'll see that now. Oh, dear. Protection over nation. We see that God protects us. And when you look at the world right now, and you see what is happening in the world, and you look at, I mean, the world, even volcanoes and earthquakes and storms and everything. look at us right now. Look at where we are in South Africa. And not only in South Africa, you can look at every country in the world right now and you can see the same things happening all over. Okay? There's all this continually things happening. And God protects us because He is our refuge and strength. Guys, if you are looking for refuge and strength in any other place but Jesus Christ, I'm warning you this morning, you're looking in the wrong place. Serious. Come on, serious. Can I get a huge amen on that one? Yeah, thank you. He also a present help in trouble. He's not way out there. He's not over the sea, as Deuteronomy says. We don't look for Him out there. Where do we find Him? When you take Deuteronomy through Calvary, we've received the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We've been filled with His Holy Spirit. So where do we look? At the fortress within. And we trust implicitly in this fortress within. We don't rely on our own understanding. We rely on what the Holy Spirit has done. And we allow Him to lead us into all truth. And like I tried to emphasize just now with Steve bringing the word here, that's His calling. And His calling drives Him to hear God's voice and to bring that. You need to take hold of what the Lord is saying and apply it in your life so that you have the victory in your own little fortress. Or big fortress. It's a big fortress. I mean, just think of it. Just think of it. And I've said it before. If you have a revelation of this power that is in your heart, you cannot stay the same person. Serious. So in my book, and look, I haven't got it all. I'm there all the time going, pushing in to know this power and to see and to understand how we can flow in that power, to see the dead raised, the people healed and demons cast out and all that sort of stuff that we so want to see all the time. We will not fear. Where there's fear, no faith can operate. Where there's fear, no faith can operate. Now, our protection against the world and all that is happening, all the things that are happening around us, what we see around us, don't give in to fear. They did when after Jesus was crucified and the Romans came in and destroyed the city, and I'm not going to go into all that right now. There was a lot of fear and stuff around. But the same sort of thing that was happening there has increased and increased and increased in the last 2,000 years to where we are right now. And even in this nation, when we see the terrible crime and the corruption and all the things around us. But we mustn't give in to fear. Fear is not the answer. Faith is the answer. Trusting in God is the answer. And finding your little place in His plan as you come here and you worship. So we go out and be an example to everyone around us. Amen. Out of your big fortress. It should not matter what you see happening. And this is what the writer, the psalmist wrote. Don't look around you what's happening. Look at God. And we see that in the New Testament. You know that. You've heard it. How many times have you heard it? But I'm here to encourage you to get in and to get more and to believe in more, that God has much more for you. Trust in the presence. Trust in the presence. I've said enough. Now, out of that portion, that's from the first couple of scriptures, he talks about, let me get here quickly, our refuge and strength, a present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, that the mountains move and everything. And this is connected to Luke. And what a scripture. And there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars. Have you seen all the signs out there? Have you heard on the news what these guys are finding out in the heavens and all sorts of funny, strange things? And on earth, distress of the nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves. Come on. All the way around us, we're seeing this. Are you giving into fear or are you trusting the Lord? That's the question you've got to answer. You know, where's the balance here? Finding that radical middle and going in. People fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming to the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And they've been shooken. Right now they've been shooken. Okay? And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. What a day of rejoicing that's going to be. Amen? Just think of it. Now use your imagination. See Him coming in the clouds and enter into that vision and enter into what is in your heart. because God speaks to us all differently, and He's able to create that picture that will minister to you and will encourage you. It encourages me when I see that. Now, when these things have begin to take place, straighten up, at attention, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Our redemption is here. And you know, with the end times, over the last couple of months, especially the last 6 months, I've had so many indications of the very near return of the Lord. In my own dreams and listening to other people, that people had dreams of, three people had dreams of watchers being in heaven, and there's no more time. The time is no more. He's coming soon. And prepare your hearts. You see, we are going to be the generation that's going to get out there and show the people a different way before He comes. And He's waiting for you and I to get out there and do it. To be an expression of this mighty power that fell upon the disciples. In Acts, we see it, where the Holy Spirit fell and there was a mighty outpouring. And that outpouring has gone on for 2,000 years, and we the result of it as well. Amen. Protection from the enemy. This is another one which is so powerful. There is a river that flows from God above. I remember the old Pentecostal church I used to be part of up in Harare many years ago. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain filled with God's true love. Come to the river. You remember that one? Let us come to that river. That river is in your heart. That river is ready to flow. There is a river. You know, in Jerusalem, there is no river. But we are the river that flows out of Jerusalem, out of Zion, to touch the nations, to touch people, and to touch everybody around us. Turn to the person next to you and say, "You are the river." If they don't believe it, prophesy over them. There is a river whose streams make glad. There must be a gladness about this, a joy about all this. God is in the midst of her. They shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. God is there to help you guys. And you know, when we use this and we see all these things coming, we think, gee, was God, are you going to move? You know, we actually in the best time of history, because now more than ever, the light, when the light shines, it's penetrating the darkness because people are shouting out for more, and you have the more. Your heart is the fortress, a holy habitation of the Holy Spirit. A holy habitation of the Holy Spirit. And that's where the grace message comes in and says, you are complete in Christ. And again, we should sing an old song. Complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him. Hallelujah. Something like that anyway. Rob's going to throw me out the church any second now. And then we have the real source of our protection. That's where our protection. He protects us. He protects us in the world. Now He protects us here, okay, from our enemies. Who's the biggest enemy? The devil. For 2,000 years, he's been trying to increase and increase and increase this. He's martyred people. Even now in the Middle East, people are getting martyred. People are getting slaughtered. In Egypt, a whole bunch of Christian kids were taken out last week. And all this sort of thing is happening out there. Are you giving into fear? Or are you looking? Say, Lord, you're coming back soon. And continue to pray. Continue to believe in His presence with us. Protect and steward this river. Again, the word steward. Daily look after. Daily build yourself up in the word. And you've heard Steve say that so many times to you. Steve, you've been very brave to come out here today, by the way, having flu like you had. And the Lord bless you, man. And sorry, I just had to say that. Hey, hasn't He? Oh, good, cool. But you know, steward this river. Look after this river as the Lord looks to us and challenges us on these issues. But His challenge is a good challenge, amen? The Lord is with us. We've seen that. We do not retreat to the fortress. We are the fortress. I thought that was quite good when I typed that in. I really did. I'm probably the only one. But we do not retreat to the fortress. We don't have to retreat. We are the fortress. Do you believe that? Trust that you are the fortress that's going to make a difference in your life and the lives of other people, in your family. You know, we've got the marriage course on. We've got all sorts of things that the Lord is telling us and leading us into. Get into it. Steward your time. And do it from there. The next thing, he's protecting presence. I've got them all down as one there because they're in the Word anyway. Be still and know His presence. Now, I shared earlier on that the challenge was to me again to be still. And I realized how I need to look at that every single day to enhance my fortress. Because if I'm not still, He's going to jump over the wall. You know who I'm talking about. Eh? He's going to find a little crack in the wall to come through. Something's going to come in there and do it. We've got to be a good steward who trusts, is still, and knows that God is good and God will take care of him. And we need to celebrate His daily protection out of it. Total trust, total oneness with God. And as we sing this this song, Rob said he'll come up and lead us in it. And I really would like you just to, as we sing, just to stand and see yourself as this fortress. And now it's Pentecost as well. And just say, Lord, just fill me afresh with your Holy Spirit. Help me and guide me. Let him take all the fears and concerns away. And I would encourage you, when you leave here, read that psalm again and see what the Holy Spirit is saying to you personally, what you need to do out of that psalm. God wants to do something. God wants to bless you, and God wants to take hold of your life. And then as we finish, could I ask the team that's taking up the offering, I think this will be a good time as well, perhaps after the second time or whatever the case may be. Are the team here to take up offering? Thank you.